If I took a poll, I'll bet gardeners would vote March as the month most hated. Perhaps hate is too strong a word. Perhaps dread would be more in keeping with most gardeners' feelings. You see, the month of March is a tease. It gives you enough sun and warm temperatures to make you want to get outside and start your spring garden. And when you do get out there, you see that some of the plants are thinking along the same vein. The spring bulbs have started pushing green tips up through the still cold earth, and often the fruit trees are fattening their furry buds. A clearing of dried chrysanthemum stalks exposes clumps of green leaves, beginning to get a move on for the coming season. And just when you decide it's time to get out the tools and hoses, a north wind slams into your plans, and the temperature plunges to the Arctic depths. Get rid of the shorts and t-shirts of spring. Get back into the sweatpants and the tired old coats of winter. High Plains gardeners know that some of our heaviest snows arrive during the lion month of March. Although infrequent, these storms that roar in from the southwest bring wet snows that pile up and drift at an alarming rate, canceling basketball games, choir practice, and covered dish suppers with reckless abandon. The big blizzard of 57 is still talked of today in my hometown. Arriving after a series of warm and windy March days, it struck with a vengeance, stranding motorists in their cars and residents in their homes. It scattered cattle from the Dakotas to Texas and drifted over cars, houses, and even barns. There is a telephone pole in Sublette that bears the carved names of all of us kids who left our mark on the very top crosspiece timber that winter. It took close to forever to dig out and melt off as we traveled to school through tunnels of walled snow higher than our heads. It was a storm made bigger and more exciting through the reliving. Remember the kid called Little Blizzard because she was born during the storm and her mom was pulled to the hospital on a sled by all the neighbors? My dad was trapped at his store. He couldn't see Rex's Elbow Room Cafe across the street for 3 days. There were people from the highway that made it to the grain elevator, and they wound up eating boiled wheat and dog food. Yuck! Or sometimes there's no moisture at all in March, and we're greeted each morning by a gritty wind filled with dirt and debris that either drifts into our gardens or, worse, picks up our gardens and carries them away. Yes, High Plains March comes in like a lion, and most generally it goes out like a lion, too. March is a month of contrasts, of calmy, balmy days followed by sharp, icy blasts. Temperatures roller coaster, with just enough nice days to get you itching to plant something, and then a balance of raw days that warn you not to go there, because disaster surely awaits. And I guess that's what's hardest of all to endure. March plays a waiting game at a time when those who love gardening are right on the edge of cabin fever. In this seemingly longest of long months, here's a poetic stanza to help us get through this last long city block of winter, knowing that spring is just around the corner and maybe down the street a little bit. March, please march out of my life. I have seeds sprouting and a new pair of garden gloves. Step lively now. Forward, march.